Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's me, Damien, back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for May 18th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. So let's go. One glaring error I think quite a few Pixel fans have complained about in recent months and on the release was the lack of 4K UHD 60fps video support out of the box. There isn't any real convincing reason why the option is still missing from the Pixel 4 series, especially as it has the hardware capable of recording UHD footage at the higher frame rate. Thanks to a workaround though, you can achieve high refresh rate video at UHD thanks to third-party app Filmic Pro. In an update that hit the Play Store just yesterday, Filmic Pro has delivered support for 4K 60fps recording on the Google Pixel 4 and 4 XL. The news was quietly delivered in the app's changelog though. The changelog also mentions support for anamorphic 1.55x lenses, something that may come in handy for users of Moment lenses out there now that the Moment Pro app has essentially been killed off on Android. Filmic Pro though does cost a hefty $14.99, so you'll be paying for the privilege of being able to shoot that type of video. That said, if it's not super important to you, maybe just be patient and hope that Google delivers this functionality officially in a feature drop or camera update. After all, it does look like Google's upcoming mid-range Pixel 4a will come with support for 4K UHD video at 60fps later in the month, or hopefully when it does drop eventually. That does mean we're likely to see a Google camera update which will bring support for the higher refresh rate video modes. The latest firmware update for the Nest Hub and Nest Hub Max is widely rolling out and it brings a number of core interface changes and usability updates. This 1.46 update makes tweaks to settings and better highlights on-device Nest Hub capabilities, while there's a descriptive light on and light off icon. Version 1.6 is rolling out now to Google Home and Nest devices, with Assistant smart displays seeing the bulk of changes. When installed to access device settings, swiping up from the bottom edge of a Nest Hub opens a black toolbar with controls for adjusting brightness, volume and do not disturb, as well as shortcuts for new alarms and other settings. On 1.46, there is a new way to send feedback from that bar that asks, sure, what needs to be improved, where you can enter your feedback. Meanwhile, the system settings page has been slightly reorganized too, with the photo frame line now noting what background slash clock is set. On the smaller Nest Hub, tapping opens a promo page that details the new Hey Google Change Photo Frame command, which was introduced sometime in April. Google on this screen previously directed users to the Home Companion app on their phones. Strangely though, the Nest Hub Max will directly launch the photo frame settings itself. Now, to access photo frame backgrounds instead of having to use the Google Home app, you can directly change display settings on Nest Hub devices themselves. At the top of this new screen are the Google Photos, Art Gallery and Full Screen Clock categories. You can open each one to browse a carousel of selections to then apply. Just like in the mobile app, you have access to more settings underneath to control banner notifications, weather, time, personal photo data and portrait Google Photos, personal photo curation and slideshow speed. Each is accompanied by on and off buttons and preference description. Light controls have also been improved as a nifty 1.46 usability change is found in the View Rooms page, which is accessible by swiping down to access Home View and tapping the top right button. Icons for lights now reflect whether the fixture is on, fitted and in yellow, or off, which is just a white outline. Oddly, these descriptive icons are not fully utilised in the full screen list of fixtures available from the lights shortcut though. Hopefully it will do in a future update. So for Nest Hub owners out there, the 1.46 update should be widely rolling out today, even for devices not enrolled in the beta preview programme. Smart display updates do occur automatically in the background, but you can go to Settings and About Device to check what version is running. Since it was teased last October, Microsoft has been readying developer support for the Surface Duo. As the eventual launch nears though, more rumoured Surface Duo specs have emerged. This latest report reiterates that the Android foldable will use the Qualcomm Snapdragon 855 chipset with 6GB of RAM. We already knew Microsoft was working on a 64GB model, but a 256GB edition will apparently also be available at launch. Meanwhile, the 4.8mm thick device houses a 3460mAh battery that charges over USB-C, with wireless charging not present on units tested by employees. According to today's report, NFC is also not present on current test units, which of course rules out Google Pay. For those that do intend to use the Surface Duo as their daily device, the lack of contactless payments could be a big hurdle. It's not clear if Microsoft will change this by launch though, but it is pretty late in the hardware development cycle to do so now. The two 5.6-inch 4x3 AMOLED displays do come in at 1800x1350 for a 401 ppi display. An 11-megapixel camera in the top right corner of the screen has an f2.0 and 1.12 micron pixel width. According to Windows Central, image quality is described as good enough for most people out there, but not on the same level as the Pixel or the iPhone. The device will launch with Android 10, but will be updated to Android 11 relatively quickly. Supposedly though, internal testing has expanded to Microsoft employees outside of the Surface hardware division. By early June, the company hopes to finalize the apps that it will be pre-installed on the device, with first-party clients all supporting dual-screen functionality. The launch is officially slated for holiday 2020, but there have been rumors of an earlier launch, possibly this summer, although pricing is still the big unknown today, but we're hoping it doesn't break the bank too much. And finally, with more and more people utilizing video calling apps, it's good news to hear that Google Meet has now amassed over 50 million downloads on the Google Play Store. As Zoom has managed to maintain such massive growth with outages over the weekend, the release of a free tier for Google Meet alongside more obvious prompts within Gmail will have undoubtedly helped the reach of the video calling platform. App analytics firm AppBrain tracked Google Meet passing 5 million downloads at the beginning of March, but that has since ballooned to 50 million downloads since becoming free earlier this month. The recent issues with Zoom and Google Meet marketing campaigns might have helped push the download figure and user base higher, but COVID-19 has undoubtedly been the catalyst for this massive recent growth. As more businesses have shifted to remote work, Meet will offer a great free option that is actually far more secure than Zoom. Dropping the G Suite limitation will also have made Google Meet a far more enticing download for many people out there looking to host larger online gatherings, meetings and more. Google Duo has increased the calling limit to 12 in recent weeks, but for bigger gatherings, Meet definitely proved to be a much better option. More features are set to arrive over the coming months, by which time we might have more clarity over the COVID-19 lockdowns globally. However, with Google Meet free until at least September for all, we're likely to see that download figure grow even more over the coming months. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.